14th, Franciscan saint of the day, the servant of God, Apollonia of Bologna, widow, third order. Apollonia came from a very noble family in the city of Bologna. Already as a child, she was conspicuous for her modesty and retirement. While other parents could not do enough to provide their children with beautiful garments and elegant attire, little Apollonia besought her mother not to dress her in that way. Even as a young woman, she dressed as simply as her station in life permitted. She preferred being active at home or entertaining herself with good books to going abroad. In accordance with the wishes of her parents, she married a good young man of her social rank. Her husband agreed to let her continue living a retired life, even in the married state. He gave her free rein in the management of the household, and as a result, everything in it was well ordered. For although Apollonia was much devoted to the practices of piety, she was no less diligent in the performance of the duties of a provident and prudent housewife. The maxim of St. Francis of Rome can also be applied to her. A Christian housewife must ever be prepared to leave off her practices of piety if the needs of her house require her presence. She gave no thought to increasing her wealth, which was sufficient for their maintenance, but she was solicitous to obtain God's blessing for her house and to acquire everlasting treasures for eternity through generosity and pious gifts. When her husband died, she laid aside all marks of her distinguished rank and clothed herself in the ash-gray habit of the Third Order. She used her wealth to found several institutions for the poor and the sick, and to these she repaired each day to administer to the distressed whatever service Christian charity could suggest. Finally, she herself was visited by God with a severe illness. She used this opportunity further to purify her soul and to increase her merits, and bore it with admirable patience until death led her to her eternal reward on March 12, 1500. She was buried in the church of the Friars Minor just outside the gate of the city of Bologna, and was glorified by God with several miracles. On curiosity. Behold in the servant of God how a young woman in the world, also a married woman, can serve God perfectly amid the varying cares of a large household. It is not the duties of their state that hinder young women and housewives from serving God, as Apollonia did. It is rather that very general curiosity which is so much at variance with Apollonia's retirement. This is what leads so many to see that they are kept well informed about everything that occurs in their locality, to hear everything that others have said, to relate and to have related to them everything that is thought about others or expected of them. That such hearts are not sufficiently tranquil to serve God by the fulfillment of their duties, that on the contrary, they neglect many a point in these duties, and that even their prayers, if they do say any at all, do not amount to much. That is very obvious, because curiosity is so destructive. Our Lord chided St. Peter when he asked about the destiny of John. What is it to you? Follow me. John 21:22. How often would our Lord have to address such a reproof to you? Consider that because others interfere in our affairs, we are not on that account justified in examining into and criticizing their affairs. Thomas a Kempis puts these words into the mouth of our Lord. Let the unquiet man be as unquiet as he let the unquiet man be as unquiet as he will. Whatsoever he shall say or do will come upon himself, because he cannot deceive me. You need not answer for others, but you shall have to give an account of yourself. Why therefore do you meddle with them? Would that all curious persons and such who are ever occupied with other people's concerns would take this advice to heart. Consider the peace of heart that is our portion if we do not concern ourselves with the doings of others. How can he long abide in peace, says Thomas a Kempis again, who entangles himself in other men's concerns? When you followed your inclination to hear news, what did you derive from it but disquietude of heart? If you will let men alone, they will leave you alone to do as you will. If you do not entangle yourself in matters that do not concern you, it will undoubtedly happen that interior peace will be disturbed seldom and but little. How happy will he be who will behave in this manner? Pray God that he may help you to acquire these sentiments during the holy season of Lent. Prayer of the Church. Pour forth in thy mercy, O Lord, we beseech thee, thy grace into our hearts, that as we abstain from bodily food, so we may also restrain our senses from hurtful excesses. Through Christ our Lord. Thank you.